I am sitting down here with Bob Hazelwood here at the National Farm Broadcasters Association annual convention. And Bob is the treasurer for the United Soybean Board. Tell us a little about your role there.
Well, as treasurer, I am the one that kind of helps to make predictions on, you know, what our collections will be. I make recommendations to the board as far as, as how money might be spent in different areas. You know, that's what I've done in the past year. Next year, we're going to have a little different structure the way USB operates, so there will be more of a committee that helps work with that.
Kind of expand a little bit about the general goals for the United Soybean Board.
United Soybean Board wants to help increase the profitability of the U.S. soybean farmer. We've got several key areas that we work in, and based on our strategic, long-range strategic plan, and that is, we want to work in the area of meal, oil, customer focus, and freedom to operate. Of course, you know, the meal and oil, we want to promote usage of the meal. Of course, most of it goes to livestock. Oil, you know, a lot of it's human consumption, but also new uses play into that. Freedom to operate, you know, so many times the United States soybean producer is comes up against, you know, trade barriers or constraints, and when they export things about, people want to know, are genetically modified crops safe, and are we sustainable? And we try to communicate with our customers, and that we've got things that we could do. You know, we want to show them how sustainable a U.S. soybean farmer is, and then maybe genetically modified crops are safe to use. You know, and we just want to relay that message on to our customers. Customer focus area, you know, that's. That's a wide range there. I mean, United Soybean Board thinks of customers as our end users. We also think of our soybean farmer as a customer, because we also do research to help in production. So we refer to them as one of our customers. So anything we can do, you know, to look at the customer's needs, and anything we can do to help them.
Kind of talk about what you guys are doing on the education side to educate the consumer when it comes to those stereotypes of GMOs and all those trigger words.
Well, one of the big things that we've got a collaboration. You know, we help fund the U.S. Farmers Ranchers Alliance. You know, several organizations are big into that, and we're one of the big providers or big sponsors of that. And I think the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance is one way to get dialogue started with the consumer groups, and so we can express get our story across. It's showing that we do have a safe, sustainable, and secure food supply.
Talking about the next year, the 2013, pertaining to the past 2 years we've had when it comes to the drought, how has that affected your producers, and what are you guys doing to help get them through these tough times in agriculture?
One thing's, and this will kind of relay a personal story back, is that, where we're at, we've had two, and actually we've had three below normal corn yields. For the people that were able to carry crop insurance, you know, most of those people will be okay. As far as helping the U.S. farmer, you know, work with U.S. soybean farmer work with drought, you know, down in the future with drought, is, you know, there's some programs that we're working on to help work with the breeding to help make more drought resistant soybean, new genetics that they work with. We'll do a lot of things to help increase yield in all kind of conditions. So if we can increase the yield, that'll help increase the bottom line.
Well, thank you, Bob, for sitting down to chat with me. Bob is treasurer for the United Soybean Board. So again, thank you for chatting it up with me. I am Jamie Johansson.